This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Well, Buckley pulled a Schultzy during the break.
I sure did. It must be this seat he's rubbing off.
Well, he's pissed. You didn't hear any of that? Are you paying attention over there?
It was the break. He doesn't have to.
He doesn't listen to you. I was listening to you, and it was a giant tirade. He's pissed off.
Yeah.
And it's about Bronny.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. I didn't think that was a full Schultzy.
Oh, dude, he went full Schultzy. He's livid.
It was like an 80% Schultzy.
He was not happy with the coverage that Bronny is getting.
Well, his point is, who cares about Bronny? Yeah.
So I went to ESPN.com just to check on the news, and the headline story with the biggest picture and all that is, can Bronny James realistically make the Lakers rotation in year two? And my question is, who actually cares? Like, why are we doing this?
Because Bronny will get clicks.
I know he'll get clicks because people care about his name, but, like, if you're the... Okay. We don't have to do it all over again.
No, I want to hear it.
Now
yeah, he's fired
him.
Up.
Now he's getting... See, this is more along the Schultzy line.
You are now... What they're doing now is just click farming, and I get that helps their profit margins and their ad dollars and all of that, but... This shouldn't even be on the main page.
So
a Lakers beat writer should talk about this. And maybe people who could, but like, they've gotten people to care because of the name attached to it, and it has no consequence on the landscape of the NBA whatsoever. No one should care.
So you're saying that the media should tell people what to care about?
No, I think that they shouldn't tell us to care about Bronny James.
I think you're
what?
Well,
wait
no.
Wait a minute. Now I'm confused. But you're saying that...
Two sides of the coin.
So the media is just putting out content that they think people will click on.
Correct.
And you're saying they should not do that. They should just put out real content?
Well, I think they should put out stories that people actually care about. No one actually cares about Bronny James. He's just a name that people click on.
But I think people do care about Bronny James.
Do they?
Well, I guess to Buck's point, do they care or are we being told what to care? Because if you shove something down someone's throat... Is that
the biggest story in the NBA?
Well, but I don't think they made up I think the media has sensationalized Bronny, but they haven't done that without people eating it up.
Well, there's obviously an appetite for it, and
yes.
I get that. But
that's what.
But you can't tell me that this is the biggest thing headline in sports today.
Yeah,
that's my issue.
Well,
like
it is. I get where he's going with it because it's a chicken and the egg thing. It's a stupid story, and who's responsible? The dumbasses that click on Bronny James. Or the media coverage that shoves it down people's throats, and then people are like, well, should I care about this because people keep talking about it?
You're low-hanging fruit farmers, and I guess if that's what you want to do, fine, but then where do we go for the good fruit?
Yeah, it's I see where you're going with it. It is. I don't know what the answer to that is.
I don't either.
I really don't. Like, who's to blame more?
I get that they have to make their money. That's not lost on me. But I'm like, this can't be what we're doing. Above it is the Savannah Bananas on ESPN and ESPN Plus tonight.
Ooh, hot Savannah Bananas. I would tend to blame more of the media. I think a lot of the I don't know, legacy media. I hate that term, but just, you know, whether it's Fox or ESPN, I think they've just unfortunately gone down the road of it bleeds, it leads. And I wish they had more integrity to not do those stories, but they're cheap, they're easy, and apparently it does get clicks. And I just would like to think that there'd be some sort of journalistic integrity, but that's probably a Pollyanna view. So,
hey, you think people are clicking on this Marcus Morris story?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I did.
Kinda.
Oh, I clicked on it.
Yeah. But again, I guess this goes back to the, if you're trying to cast the widest net, right? I mean, think about this. We've had two Cleveland Guardian pitchers, by the way, be suspended now due to gambling inquiries. We now have an NBA player who made $100+ million, is what you're talking about, who's stealing money. And both of those stories got a 1/100th of the coverage of Bronny James, who averaged 1 point a game in an NBA.
And whether he'll make the second unit.
Yeah.
So, well, I do think that Emmanuel Classe story, I was thinking about that today. That's fascinating.
It is very fascinating.
So wait a minute. So you have, Pete Rose,
yes,
was raked over the coals,
yes,
for betting on baseball when in baseball.
He was drummed out of the game.
You have one of the most elite closers in baseball right now, mm-hmm, just suspended,
yes,
because they're investigated him gambling and no one cares.
No. And there's another pitcher on that staff that's having the same thing.
And the Cleveland Guardians lineup yesterday on their graphic on their Twitter was presented by Bet365.
Yes.
Seriously, that's not a joke.
No, that's a real thing.
So does it have to be like, well, I guess Shohei's interpreter.
Yeah.
That was a big story. So does it have to be Shohei? Does it have to be an American, like, big-name American guy? Like, what?
Yeah, or, kind of. The same reason, like, the Jontay Porter thing wasn't that big in the NBA.
Or is it just a story that now we it's kind of like steroids. Mm. You know, now if somebody gets popped for steroids, we're like, whatever. But in 2001, it was, like, the biggest story on earth.
Yeah.
And we were so outraged. Now we're not. Like, we're just desensitized to those, and we kind of accept it now. Is that the same with gambling, sports gambling now?
No, because I just think it's a name. Because if this was LeBron James, this would be the biggest story on earth. We've really become a Kardashian society where you have to have a name attached to it. There has to be a sensational sort of twist to it, which is why the Bronny James thing.
The
right?
name is more important than the story, yes. I think is my point.
Yes. We have become a culture of celebrity TV, celebrity influencers. Look, you can hate him, you can love him, but Jake Paul moves the needle. He's probably one of the five biggest names in combat sports and has never fought a real fighter ever. And yet
all manufactured from his YouTube following.
It's all manufactured, but he has a name. And Jake Paul fighting a 60-year-old man is more intriguing than one of the best closers in baseball getting suspended. But if we had Shohei Ohtani or you had Aaron Judge that got involved in a scandal.
Or what if it was Paul Skeens' first pitch every night or something like that?
Well, here's a prime example. Like, Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge right now are 1-2 in the MVP voting, right? If Aaron Judge gets popped for steroids or gambling or beating his... Is he married? Significant other, okay? I don't know.
It's a good question.
I don't know that about Judge. But, domestic what have you. Or DUI crash, something bad. Dog fighting. Like, oh my God, you know... This happened.
He is married.
Okay, then we'll do that, right? He comes out and we have video of him smacking Samantha.
They just had their first kid.
Well, that makes me feel bad. So let's go with some of the other one. Or Cal Raleigh does it. The level of that story, is it tenfold? Is it 100-fold? If it's Aaron Judge versus Cal Raleigh. And the only difference is, one's Aaron Judge.
Yep.
Both MVPs. Cal Raleigh, by the way, the favorite to win the MVP.
One plays in pinstripes, big market.
And one plays in Seattle. And I think that is where, that's where we're at. And I think that's the ESPN thing is when we're sitting around right now and the ESPN's like, okay, what do we write? NBA.
Someone's going into a room and says, who can put up a Bronny story today?
Yeah.
Like that's,
yes.
Because things are slow and stories that would be interesting aren't compelling enough. So we say, hey, look at this shiny thing.
Yeah. Bronny. Well, and the WNBA is feeling this right now. It's like, you know, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. Or who's the new one? The Sophie Cunningham. She's hot. So right now they will put a camera in front of that gal no matter what because she's hot. And she's big on TikTok right now because she's hot. And so it's just, we just go where the general buzz is. And right now we are a society that has our head up our ass. And the only way to get it out of there is for something to be trending. And I know it's something big when I go home, and I don't know if Nurse Nice does this or if Mrs. Buckley does. I will go home and I know something will be sensationalized when the BTJ goes, hey, have you heard about, and I'm like, oh my God. And it's usually one of these stories. It's usually a Bronny James or a Caitlin Clark or an Otani or some sort of weird, you know, let's say the Love Island of sports. And she'll never be like, hey, did the best closer in baseball get caught in a gambling sting today? No.
It's good true. Thought on the text line. Someone says you have to be loved or hated to have a narrative that pushes the needle for people. If in between, people just don't care.
Yeah.
And I that's think fair. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Bronny is, yeah, people either love him or they're like you two and just
think
constantly
it's stupid, but we're talking about it.
I'm with Buck. I wish that would go away. And there's times it makes me want to beat my head into the wall, but then I realize this is what people are clamoring for. I can't believe Love Island is the biggest show on TV.
It's the hottest thing right now.
It is the hottest. Love Island is dominating.
They're betting odds on it.
Yes. Like it is the biggest cultural thing we have going right now in the country is Love Island.
What's so special about it?
I don't know.
Have you watched it?
The BTJ is obsessed with it.
It's the newest salacious Bachelor in Paradise type deal.
Well, I get that, but what is so special about it? Like,
I don't know.
We've had a million of those shows.
I don't know.
So why is this one so popular?
Couldn't tell you.
I think it's just the newest version. I mean, Love is Blind had this moment a couple years back. It reality TV seems to go through this.
Most importantly,
every now and then.
But when
who's the host?
I don't know. I've not seen a second.
Vander lady. Who's the what's
a Vanderpump?
Vanderpump. I don't know which one of the Vanderpumps.
Ariel Vanderberg.
What? Oh, is it Vanderberg? I thought it was Vanderpump. I don't know. When I come home, guess what's on the TV?
Oh,
it's that. And when I ask her, I'm like, how do you watch this? And you know what she says? I don't know. But her friends all talk about it, and there is a buzz. There is a wave for that show.
You're thinking Ariana Maddox?
Oh, I don't know.
She was on Vanderpump's show.
Okay.
And Ariel Vanderberg was the seasons 1 through 3.
Yeah.
There have been several hosts of Love Island.
Well, the one that my gal is watching has that gal.
What's it on? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
AI tells me that Love Island has garnered a large and dedicated fan base due to a combination of factors, including it is real-time, live format, which fosters viewer engagement and discussion.
It's live?
Like, maybe it's going on, like, right now, week to week or something?
They do a show, like, every day. It's, like, it's on every day.
Oh, so it's like if you did Big Brother in real time or something like that?
Yeah, it's like, it never
ends.
So
that adds to the appeal, I guess.
That was my thing. I came home, and I was like, are you watching this again? She's like, it's a new episode. I'm like, what? It was just like, she goes, yeah, it's every day.
It's a relatable portrayal of modern dating dynamics and insecurities, and its nature is shared as a, quote, guilty pleasure and an escape from daily life.
It's fantasy football, but for girls.
For hookups.
But instead of sports, it's just male and female whores going at it. It's, I don't get it. But it's huge. And
so Marcus Morris of the, he's a rock chalker. Let's just,
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Let's just state that.
Sure.
Wasn't a fan, but he is a rock chalker.
Yes, he is.
And so is his stupid brother.
The weirdest thing is they have the exact same tattoos.
Well, they were just on ESPN doing some NBA.
Yeah, one of them was trying to get like into the analyst game. I don't know if it was this one or the other one.
Well, they were both on there.
At the same time?
Well, I just happened to see them on there one time. There was both of them, and I instantly turned the channel. I was never a fan.
Okay.
But apparently, Marcus Morris, who made over $100 million in his career, was writing checks that he knew would bounce to get money at casinos in Vegas, the MGM and the Wynn.
A couple hundred thousand, right?
One was for $250,000, and the other was for $115,000.
Yikes.
Or maybe that's total. Yeah, no, it's about 250 total.
Yeah, those were the checks that he wrote. And then I think he gambled with some of the money with the checks he deposited, and then he withdrew that.
Yeah.
And so he made some money on top of it.
I mean, what an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you think they're not going to come after you for that?
Yeah.
You buffoon.
Great plan.
What is the plan here?
If there's one thing I know about casinos, is they don't care about money.
They have concepts of a plan.
Now, that happens a lot where I'll go up to A&A and, you know, I place a few wagers and
they're like,
you know what?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. You know what? This one's on me.
God.
It's fine. Yeah.
And the fact you're high profile too, like they're not going to, this guy came in and paid for, like, I know a lot of people go to Vegas and may drop six figures at the casino, but like you're a notable person who comes and writes this check, which is kind of seemingly antiquated anyways. You're really not going to get caught.
Maybe you're just so far deep in at that point, you can't, you can't dig your way out and you're like, whatever, it's going to come to an end anyways, might as well come to an end this way. I mean, you blew through $100 million, although not really, you blew through more like probably 50, you know, taxes, agents, you can blow through 50. Come on.
Crazy.
What, does his brother blow through all his money too?
I don't know.
What if the brother's like, he's like, hey man, hook me up. He's like, no, dude. You're on your own.
So he didn't get bail, and his brother's there at court with him. So those two are freaking boneheads. They were boneheads all the way back in college.
Yeah. But they're boneheads that made $100 million.
Ruffians.
Doesn't represent.
That's right.
The true rock chalkers.
They're not rock chalkers.
No.
Coming up next.
Who is the most Kansas? If you had to pick one guy to represent everything that Kansas is about.
Kirk Heinrich.
Jock Vaughn.
Jock Vaughn?
Yeah, dude, he was the man.
Okay.
Classy, smart.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
Great player.
All right.
Just never won a title.
No. So I was interested in where you were going to go with that. If you had to have one guy.
I'd say Vaughn. Rafe LaFrance was enormous there.
Yeah.
People loved him.
Yeah.
Former Blazer, great, you know.
Yeah.
Not necessarily Paul Pierce. Not necessarily the Morris twins.
Chalmers for the shot?
No,
he was kind of a sleazy guy.
No, I know he was. I just, you know, I didn't know how people on the outside view.
Well, you know, Christian Brown recently.
That dude's a dingbat.
He's kind of a douche, yeah. But he was very well liked there.
Buck, you going to Oregon? You got one guy.
For hoops?
Oregon, you got to go.
Just who represents Oregon?
Oh.
Well, Kansas is basketball. Oregon's football.
It's got to be Joey, doesn't it?
You going Joey?
I mean, Marcus? Marcus won the Heisman.
Oh, yeah.
In a landslide.
Sorry, Joey. It's Marcus.
Because if you're going all, Pre may have that for Oregon.
But at the same time, like, Joey helped usher in that new looks Duck era and has been a face of the program before and after his time there. So, I mean, I think you could make the case for Joey over anybody, Ducks, just because he's still been a face for the program.
And he kind of started the.
Who's BYU's guy? Detmer?
Steve Young, probably.
Steve Young.
If I had to put up one guy, I mean, Detmer won the Heisman, but if I had to put up one guy, because like you said, it's symbolized. If I had to put up one guy that said, if you wanted to know what BYU was about.
Not Jason Sakanik?
No. I said all the time, even when I was going to church, dude, you do not want me to be the spokesman of your religion or your school. No, if I had to put up one guy, dude, that was a guy that was, he just is like the nicest human being. He's an attorney. He's an NFL Hall of Fame quarterback. He's devout, gives back to the community. That dude is just rock freaking solid. If I'd have one BYU guy, I would go with Jimmy Mack, but that's not really that would be representative of my BYU. But the total, you would have to go with, you'd have to go with Steve.
All right, in the news is coming up next. A trend has begun. Just don't copy it. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.